We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield, this is the EWU Basketball Coaches Show with Shante Leggins and Wendy Schuler, presented by Barrel House Pub and Pizza. Also brought to you in part by The Swinging Doors, Pepsi, Numerica Credit Union, and by Gus Johnson Ford. Now live from Barrel House Pub and Pizza, here's the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
And welcome. We are here at Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney. Eagle Basketball Coaches Show tonight. We've got Coach Leggins here. Tyler Kidd from the men's team will be here. Coach Wendy Schuler, her assistant coach Cody Bench, will join us here. No coaches show next week. Eagles will be playing on Monday next week as they'll play Northern Arizona at home. And so we'll be back in 2 weeks here to Barrel House. But Coach Leggins is here now. Eagles coming off a road split, defeating Sacramento State Saturday, losing to Portland State on Thursday. That Sac State game, though, Coach, that got a little closer than what you wanted it to be. Eagles led the whole way. They tie it up at the end of regulation on a buzzer-beating three-pointer. But your team showed great character to win it in overtime.
Yeah, they did. It was a great game. You know, I thought they played well. I thought throughout the whole game that was one of our best defensive games of the year. And we executed offensively when we needed to. You know, they got some good plays. They made some plays towards the end of the game, some things that you don't usually see in basketball, a five-point play and twice. And just multiple things, a technical foul for talking a little trash, both teams going back and forth, but we got one. Usually that's a double tech, but, you know, it is how it is, and so we usually take it the way we can get it. And, you know, our first road win of the season is obviously going to be your hardest, and so when you sit back and look at it, we'll take it. It just showed, I think it showed our guys that we can win some close games when we are down and out. And I told them right after the game that their character shined through. You know, you're up by 10 with a minute 43 to go. You're up by 6 with about 14 seconds to go, and it ends up being overtime, and a shot like that could be draining to a team, but I think they rallied together and did a very good job.
What was the key in overtime to getting that win?
We came out, Cody hit the first three after they took the lead, go up to, I think it was one of their first leads of the game, and Cody hit that three to put us back on top, and then we kept the lead, and then Jesse came back and hit a three. But defensively, I thought we did a good job of being smart, defending them how we're supposed to defend, and I think we did a good job on their guard at the end of the game.
You know, they the they played with a lot of foul trouble throughout that ball game. They finally lost Patton, but he and Graves played for a long time. Graves, I don't think, ever did foul out, and they both played probably 10 to 15, maybe in 20 minutes with four fouls on them.
Yeah, you know, usually when the better players get fouls, usually they don't give them that many calls. That towards the end, our guys seem to always pick those ones up. So we got to figure out, how we can get our guys where they don't foul out like Mason or Kim or Jesse. But we seem when we get four fouls, we get the little touchy ones. So we got to figure out how we can play with guys with four fouls and keep moving forward. But you know, they did a good job playing that way. But also, it may have hurt them in some spots because they didn't want to foul. And you know, we got to the rim on some occasions and did a good job inside. I mean, Jesse and Mason played unbelievable basketball. Between the two of them, I believe they both, one went for 22, the other went for 17, and both had double-doubles. So, I mean, Patton was playing. You know, he did play a foul trouble, but maybe he didn't play as aggressive as he wanted to because he did have foul trouble.
Teaching moments. You have a lot of teachable moments out of that ball game from down the stretch where you guys turned the ball over. So you got the win, but you also get some things you can show the guys and improve on these late game situations as the year goes on.
Yeah, definitely. We work on that, you know, maybe once, twice a week in practice. But at the same time, you know, there's been some times where, you know, we had a couple turnovers where we didn't need turnovers. And, you know, we rushed a little bit. We shouldn't have rushed. You know, they sped us up, and we should have just taken our time and just played smart basketball. You know, Jacob got the ball a couple times in the press and turned it over. I thought we did a good job of breaking it when we needed to. You know, I thought there was a couple times where there could have been a foul call, but there wasn't a foul call. And so when those things happen, you know, you got to be strong with the ball. But I think our team did learn some lessons that game because we came back on Monday today, watched the film like we always do, and went over it. And I think they understood some of the parts and some of the moments, like you said, teachable moments during that game that they could pick up from. And I think in the same situation, I don't think that'll happen again. So I'm really excited about moving forward after that game. I, you know, lost a couple of years off my life probably, but, you know, we're still okay.
Hey, in a win, you can afford to do that. In a loss, that would have been an excruciating loss to try to come back from.
It would have been devastating, to be honest. You know, it was our first road win, and if we played great basketball. So, you know, you never know how that can go. I mean, it's a game of, you know, like a couple points. If we lose that game, you know, who knows how our guy's psyche is? Who knows how the coach's psyche is? You know, who knows, you know, what's going to happen? Maybe it's a moment where we got that first road win and our guys are feeling supreme confidence and we're moving into our next two games. And I'm hoping that's the case. And, you know, even though we won the game, guys were still on alert that they could have won that game by 10, 15 points if they would have played smarter and better towards the end of that game. The last 2 minutes of that game, we could have really, you know, pulled away from that team if we played smart.
All right, just we're not going to talk a lot about Thursday, but let's go back to the Thursday game against Portland State. You guys were ahead at the half, but in the second half, just couldn't get a stop against PSU.
Yeah, we couldn't get a stop, and I took us, you know, as a coach, you know, you're looking at your team and you're wondering, hey, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And you sometimes overthink it, and I think I overthought it that game of trying not to have a lot of turnovers, which we did not. But we also didn't play the way we should be playing against a team like that. We could have went and got a lot of open shots. And I think if we would have took the shots that were given to us and if we would have played the way we should have been playing, I think that would have helped our defense also. And because we would have made them play a different style. And so, you know, that one you just got to get better at and tell the guys, hey, you guys played a great first half, but in the second half I slowed them down a little bit and I shouldn't have done that. And again, I'll learn from that. Next time we play them, we'll get some of those open looks and we'll play much better. And I'll coach much better that game.
It's a fine line, though, isn't it, against a team like that? Because you don't want to get caught up in that end-to-end. You guys really don't have that type of a team where you want to get caught up in an end-to-end type deal with that squad that's used to playing at a frantic pace and wants to try to create turnovers and do those kinds of things. But yet, you don't want to take the throttle off so much that you lose your own aggressiveness.
Yeah, you know, they press, and what I should have done is, especially with who we're playing with now, we should have went back at them. You know, I don't think we can play that style. They can't. We could play that style. We could play two different styles because of, you know, we have Mason, we have Jesse inside, and Jesse's kind of like a blur, kind of like Bogdan was last year. But our guards are, you know, they can get up and make some plays. And Tyler Kidd and Jacob Davidson are really good in open court. So I should have let those guys go ahead and play. And then Cody's going to make a bunch of wide open shots. And so I sat back and watched that game like 8 more times that night and just was sick to my stomach the way I should have just let those guys go out and play. And, you know, it could have been a road sweep for us, but it wasn't. You know, I got to give a lot of credit to Portland State the way they came out and played, and their coaching staff had their guys ready to go. But at times in that game, I mean, we shot the ball 51%, had 11 turnovers in that game. And, you know, I think we could have shot the ball even better. You know, I thought we missed a lot of easy shots during that game. But I also thought, you know, once they got going defensively, offensively, we should have, you know, maybe press them back a little bit to try to get them out of their rhythm, because they got into a good rhythm in that game against our zone. And they also, once they started hitting shots against the zone, then, you know, you got guys who haven't made shots all season make some threes, and make three in a row. The kid's made three all season long, and he makes three in a row. But he's a good player, and you know, I got to give that kid a lot of credit. He stepped up and made two threes in a row, and then hit a big three in the corner to put him back up 10. And so, you know, you just got to, again, that's another learning moment for the coaching staff there, is you got to let your guys go out and play. You got to trust them in certain situations. And I didn't give them that full trust during that Thursday's game.
So what is it about Portland that the Eagles seem to struggle in? You guys have lost 9 out of 10 there, and it doesn't matter what the gym is, whether it's Lewis and Clark or the new gym or the old gym. That just is a place where the Eagles seem to struggle.
I know. I don't know. I've been doing it for a while now, and they keep getting us. I'm just glad the conference tournament's never there, and we never play a Big Sky tournament game there, because that might mean trouble for us. But they play well. It's an energy team. It's an energy game. And when it's like that, you know, you got to match their energy. You know, they feed off of turnovers. They feed off of their crowd a little bit, and they just play better at home. And you know, it's just a tough situation there. They do play good, and they do a good job while they're there. So we just got to be smart next year when we go out there and play them. I'm looking forward to it, put it that way.
What do you think of the new building?
I like it. You know, I like what they did to it. You know, obviously they're going to fix the locker rooms and things and give us, you know, better place to get dressed and better place to sit with the guys. But from the looks of things, it looks really nice. I mean, it's a great open facility. The acoustics is nice. It's loud. You know, it seats about the right amount of people. The colors are great. I mean, I like the gym. You know, I think they did a great job. They're going to have some, you know, it's a great recruiting tool. I mean, that bringing kids in there is going to be amazing for them. They're going to do a good job of, you know, showing guys this is what we have to offer. Check this out.
All right. So this week, only one game, and it's on Saturday. But then you have three games next week. Mm-hmm. So how do you manage all that? You know, what do you do practice-wise this week? Do you give guys more time off their feet, or do you maybe – try to start putting in stuff for now? How do you handle all this?
Well, you know, you got to go with, you know, what you've been doing all year long, and we're going to rely on what we've done, our principles, how we defend things. And I you know, we're playing different teams, but we've played Montana State and Montana already. They haven't changed a lot since the last time we played them, and so we got to be smart with that. But we got to take each game at a time. You know, you never know. This game might be, we might get up early and get a big lead and be able to rest some guys, or it's going to come down to the wire, go to overtime. You never know. And so you just got to take it game by game. But this week in practice, we're going to work on ourselves early. You know, I'll give the guys probably Wednesday off and go Thursday, Friday, and get ready for the game Saturday and hope we go out there and play good basketball. We've been playing great offensively. And so defensively, we got to, you know, make sure we shore things up and understand what we're trying to do defensively, game plan-wise. But if we can, you know, be smart like we are. But another thing is, you know, we always go back to the beginning of the season with injuries and everything. We have depth. You know, we have guys who've played huge minutes, you know, that are coming in for guys. Ty Gibson's played, you know, big time minutes throughout his career, so we're going to rely on him. You know, Jack Perry has been playing good basketball, and he was huge last, so he's had a lot of minutes. Lucas had a lot of minutes. Kim Akins playing great basketball. That's 9 guys right there. That's 9 guys right there, and that's, you know, and we bring Tanner in last game for the last 5 minutes in overtime, you know. So, you know, I believe in everybody on the team. I believe they'll step up in the moments we need them, and I think they're all playing for each other, and they're all happy when one guy plays well. And so when you have some depth on the team, I think that'll help us out too. When a lot of teams don't have as much depth as us, I don't believe, but that early start of the season when guys got a lot of playing time, and we still haven't, you know, Elijah and Austin still are there too to get some minutes.
Southern Utah came into play today, tied with Eastern, I think, at 4-4 in the standings. But they lost in overtime at Northern Arizona. So what do you know about Southern Utah at this time?
Southern Utah is a really good basketball club. They went. We watched the game today as a staff, and they did some good things. You know, they got down in the game. They got back. They took the lead. They have some really good players. Their big man inside can play. They got a Boise State transfer that reminds me a lot of a kid who was on Stanford, their best player. And they got size. And so you got to make sure you do a good job of playing against this team. They love to get to the free throw line. They do it more than anybody else in the league. And so they get a lot of points at the free throw line. So we got to play without fouling. And we've been prone to foul the last couple games. So we got to do a good job of making sure our guys are playing without touching and keeping their hands high. But it's a good basketball team. And it's going to be a lot of fun because they're one of the hotter teams in the league right now, even though they lost today.
Now, this is a team that's got some height in that, but they've got, I mean, some of these guys are long-armed guys, so they've got the length, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good. You know, I can't say some of their guys' names.
Neither can I yet.
They're tough. So and you,
we got to start working on that.
And you're a professional. I just go by numbers. You got to use the names, but they're good. And it's going to be a lot of fun going against that team. You know, it's going to be... I'm hoping this weekend we could push up and get to the upper echelon of the league. You know, I was hoping this weekend, you know, we'd get a sweep or a split last weekend, and we did that. We got the split, but this week you got to protect home court. And if you can win all your home games and split the road trips, you'll be sitting pretty at the end.
And then Northern Arizona a week from today, and they're a team that's been up and down, and they don't have a lot of guys back from last year. They pretty much jettisoned that whole team except for three or four guys, and they've got a lot of new guys that have come on.
They do, and, you know, Coach Murphy's a good coach. He does a great job with his team. They play really hard for him. He's got some talent, got some JUCO guys inserted in there. They got a true freshman that's pretty good. And, you know, they play very hard. So you got to make sure you're guarding them. They got one of the best shooters, you know. One of our guys on coaching staff, TJ, will say they got one of the best shooters in America, but I think we got two of them on our own team, so I'm not worried about that. But they're very good, and, you know, the league's gotten better from top to bottom. You know, I think there's a lot of parity in the league, and any team could beat anybody if you don't come out ready to play. And Northern Arizona proved that today by beating Southern Utah. And they've played every team hard this year. So we got to make sure we're ready to go, and we play and protect our home court.
You know, Southern Utah's got a lot of new guys, too, when you look at that team. Marine, the point guard, better, the shooting guard. Madunic and Callaway are both back on the front line, but... especially some of the guys' names that are a little harder to pronounce.
Exactly.
You know, they're all new guys.
Yeah, they got a true freshman that reminds me a lot of Bogdan when he was a freshman. Strong bodied spinner, can really play. Tough kid, but again, they're running the same stuff, and they got some good players. But if we handle our business and do what we're supposed to do, I always like our odds, because I think we have one of the better teams in the Big Sky. We have some really good players in each position, so we just got to come out and play the way we know how to play. Play with energy, play with enthusiasm, and play with, you know, trusting one another. And I like our odds against any team in the league.
So how do you do that with game preparation? Because you're confident in your team. So is it more about preparing your team for the next game and less about the team that you're playing against?
It comes down to that. You know, I really like working on principles. And as long as the guys know the personnel of who we're playing and understand how to guard their guy or how to guard a guy if it's on a switch or anything like that, we could talk to the guys about, you know, we've practiced since, you know, the springtime and fall and all this stuff. We've practiced, you know, ball screen defense. We've practiced cross screens. We've practiced how to guard down screens. And so we've defended a lot of actions that are really coming. There's nothing really new. It's like basketball. You do the same thing. You just get, you know, you got to make sure your players are confident in what they're doing. And I believe when you're watching us play offensively, that's where they're getting to right now. I think, again, you got to be peaking at the right point. But defensively, I think they're starting to understand. There were some great things we did in that Sacramento State game where guys understood and made guys make plays that aren't used to making plays for Sac State. And that's why we got up by that much. And then that's how we won the game, because certain guys weren't making plays. And they got smart. And they're getting better. Again, this is a team that's been doing it for four or five games now together. And, you know, if we can keep doing that and keep building, and they keep giving us weeks in between to get better, the Big Sky schedule, which is awesome for us, I'll take it every year. I mean, this is a great time for our team to get better and a more cohesive unit as a group. And I'm liking, you know, our guys getting that opportunity to practice more together.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this week. Congratulations on that first road win of the year against Sacramento State.
Thank you, and go Eagles.
That's head coach Shante Leggins here with us. When we come back, Eagle guard Tyler Kidd joins us on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show, live from Barrel House, Pub and Pizza in Cheney, on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson of Gus Johnson Ford. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. We're one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle wine, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
You know, our Jimmy John's new 9-grain wheat sub has the perfect amount of grains.
Freak, yeah, it does. Any less, it'd be grain lacking. Any more, it'd be obnoxious.
9 grains. It's just so confident. I mean, it says I'm high quality, I'm substantial, I'm flavorful, but I don't have to prove myself to anyone.
This 9-grain wheat sub is practically an inspirational poster.
I want to possess the character and depth of this 9-grain wheat sub.
You guys talking about being that 9-grain wheat sub again?
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat yeah, freak yeah.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back here. Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney, Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here. Eagle men at home on Saturday against Southern Utah. Game time for that one is at 2 o'clock. Tickets available on sale right now. Go to GoEags.com. Click on the tickets link. Pre-game show starts at 1:30. Eagle guard Tyler Kidd joins us now. Junior out of Seattle, Washington, O'Day High School. Proudly wearing an O'Day Fighting Irish shirt here today. You're representing the alma mater.
Always.
Talk about last year. It was your redshirt year, coming in and out of junior college, Skagit Valley. So what did you want to do during that redshirt year to improve to where you could become a contributor here in your junior year?
Just work on my jump shot a lot, my right hand, which still needs improvement, and then just being a better overall point guard, especially at the next level. It's a big jump from junior college to Division I.
What were your strengths, in your opinion, coming out of JC?
Speed, quickness, athleticism for my size, ability to get to the rim, get others involved, I would say.
I saw you talk about your athleticism. You were out there in the pregames the other day, and you tried to throw it up in the air and bounce and tried to dunk it in off the bounce. You just about had it done. If the rim was 9 feet 10 inches, you'd have been okay.
Nah, you got to check it out some more then, because I'd be throwing them down often.
Okay. You know, you came here to Eastern as a walk-on.
Yeah.
So why Division I? Because I'm sure you had opportunities at other levels.
It was a dream of mine to play Division I. I had Division II looks and offers. Was talking to Western Washington, Alaska Anchorage, a couple other schools. But I just always wanted to play Division One. I also went to the elite camp here when I was in high school. I remember meeting Coach Leggins, and I was really interested in the school, and I liked everything they offered here. So it was just a no-brainer.
What are you majoring in, and did that factor into the whole thing?
I'm a communications major. It was slightly justification in why I came here.
All right, so let's talk about your year this year because, as I said, you're a walk-on when you came into this program. So what were your goals coming into this season? Did you see yourself starting, as you are right now?
No longer a walk-on, but I honestly have told people I was going to be starting by conference. I really did think I could.
Why? What gave you that thought?
Just my abilities, what I've done day in and day out during practice. And obviously some days weren't as good as the others, but I knew with consistency I could do it.
What has it been like for you now that you finally got in there and broke into the starting lineup and you've got a hold of that spot and you're not going to let it go?
I'm not trying to one bit. It's been good. We're 3-1 since I've been starting, and I'm just trying to build on that and keep getting better, honestly.
Has there been any surprises for you this year coming in off the redshirt year last year?
It was really exciting during non-conference to play, especially after Syracuse bounced back at Oregon. I was really excited, didn't really shoot well. The road trips have been kind of different as well. Like, I haven't been shooting that well, especially over last weekend. But I'm excited to be back home, get my shot going, be better.
Portland State, you played against an old high school teammate. What was that like?
It was great. Actually, a lot of trash talk, reminiscing. It was really fun. We actually played against each other in junior college as well. So it was good to play against him. He's 2-1 against me now since high school. So I got to get him back at home.
What was the against Sacramento, Tyler Kidd, Eagle point guard, is joining us here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Against Sacramento, they're coming back late in the game. They're turning you guys over. But you're able to rally in the overtime and come away with a win. So what does that mean to this team going forward, being able to come back from that situation? As Coach said, it would have been a devastating loss if that occurred.
True, true. I think it shows our resiliency. We obviously let them back in the game with a couple bonehead plays, but it just shows that our togetherness, our trust for one another, that we can get it done no matter what. Like, their crowd was really wild, really excited for them, especially after hitting the buzzer beater, tying it up. So we just showed how together we were, that we can play no matter what happens, because we should have won the game, and we did.
That is a small gym. When was the last time you played in something that small? Junior college, or were those bigger?
Some of them were bigger. It is a small gym, but the atmosphere was great in it, so that made it pretty cool.
Has there been a memorable thing for you so far this year? Was it the first start? Was it a particular arena, whether it was playing at UW or someplace else? Has there been something for you that maybe is more memorable than some of the other things?
I'd probably say Syracuse playing at the Carrier Dome. That was amazing. And I was leading scorer in that game, too, for us. You know, it was a lopsided win, but, you know, came out, had a good game against them. Decent game in short minutes. It was all right.
Was playing at Washington at all a big deal, or had you played on that court maybe in high school?
I actually did play in high school there during the Martin Luther King holiday hoop fest, it was called, but it's no longer there. But I played there once before on that court. It was actually really cool to play there. I'm looking forward to it next year as well. That was a great experience. Just next year we're going to make it a much closer game, squeak that one out, definitely get a win.
Were you a Husky fan growing up?
Oh, of course. Of course. Isaiah Thomas, even though he has a lot of problems, like Vannoy Overton, who else? Big Husky fan. Quincy Pondexter, yeah, big Husky fan.
Who do you model your game after? Who do you look up to and try to borrow maybe some of the things they're doing for your game?
I like Mike Conley Jr. and Isaiah Thomas. Those are my two favorites.
What do they do that you try to emulate?
Isaiah Thomas gets a lot of lift on his jump shot, so he can't be blocked a lot. I like that. That's what I really try to focus on offensively. Mike Conley, he's a really crafty player. He's really underrated, but I think he's one of the, honestly, top premier point guards every year in the NBA, very consistent. I just like what he does, and he uses both hands very well around the rim.
Tyler Kidd, Eagle point guard, is joining us. During the course of a season, do you still try to improve on things that are weaknesses, or is it pretty much just a situation where you're trying to just you know, hold steady and the off season will be for the improvement.
Oh, no, for sure. This week is a big week to get better. We have a whole week of just practice. Like, I can get in the gym at least twice a day after, like, with practice, so three times in all, and just work on my game, work on little things that I can tweak to get better for the next game, especially with the way teams are guarding me now. I'm picking things up, seeing how I'm being guarded in the scout. So, yeah, I can definitely get better as the season goes.
Game film, is that a big thing? Do you watch film on your own? Do you watch film as a team? How do you do things with that?
I watch film with Coach Liggins and one of my coaches, Bobby, probably daily, honestly, just about what I can do better, what the team can do better, what I can do to help my teammates. Yeah, every day almost.
Have you seen anything of Southern Utah yet?
I have not. We'll probably start film tomorrow on them.
All right, Tyler, hey, thanks for coming out. Congratulations. Great job so far this year. I know better things are still to come, and we'll look forward to getting you back here again later on.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Tyler Kidd, Eagle point guard here with us. When we come back, we'll go to the women's side of things. Head coach Wendy Schuler will join us. That's coming up after this timeout on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. MultiCare Valley Hospital is now certified by the Joint Commission as the first advanced joint restoration center for total hip and knee replacements in Washington. With shorter hospital stays, our patient satisfaction scores are 18% higher than the national average. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/valleyjointrestoration. College basketball fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code BASKETBALL.
Barrel House Pub and Pizza, located in downtown Cheney, is your family destination for pizza, calzones, beer, and spirits. Come watch the game on our 100-inch TV. Enjoy a 34-ounce barrel mug of one of our 16 delicious beers on tap. Sample a wide selection of whiskeys and other spirits from our full bar. Come on down for Trivia Tuesdays for prizes and giveaways. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, 122 College Avenue in Cheney, or visit and order online at barrelhousepubandpizza.com.
The $196,000 New Year New Rides giveaway is going on now at Northern Quest. We're ringing in 2019 with a Nissan Titan, Nissan Rogue, a Polaris ATV, and Polaris snowmobile up for grabs all month long. All you have to do is get here. The New Year New Rides giveaway. Get one free entry daily and play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
Growing up, we get lots of talks. The birds and the bees talk.
Where do babies come from?
Well, when two people really love each other. And the substance talk.
If they're pressuring you, then they're not your friend.
But when do we get the money talk?
Say it with me.
Compound interest.
At Numerica, we think it's about time we had the money talk. Visit numericacu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Pape Machinery, Agriculture, and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
All right, welcome back here. Barrel House Pub and Pizza in Cheney. Head coach Wendy Schuler from the Eagle Women join us now. 4,124 on Thursday. I think that was the attendance. It came in a loss to Portland State, but still it had to be fun to go out there with that kind of a crowd and play that home game in Cheney.
It was unbelievable. The kids, the chaperones, the teachers, everybody that kept that thing together was amazing. You know, we had a few little incidents with some candy on the floor. I was worried for a second. We were we were that close to getting a technical called on us because some kids kept throwing some stuff down on the floor. But for the most part, it was awesome. The crowd was great, and you know, I'm just really appreciative for all of the people, you know, from the admission staff and you know, Kyle Hoob and all the facility people who made it happen. It was really great.
You know, it had to have, and we talked about it coming into the ball game. It had to have given your team a shot in the arm to have that kind of crowd support. But did it give Portland State a shot in the arm too?
Yeah, you know, at 11 a.m., you know, sometimes you need something to kind of get you ignited and going, and that crowd definitely did so. I think for both teams.
All right, so in that game, it was a 1-point game, I think, at half. And then they outscored you 20-5 in the third quarter. And then, unfortunately, that was a problem again on Saturday. So, and that was a problem in some other games. Montana State, I think, was also that type of a game. So what can you do to get better in the third quarter? Because you're really good the other three quarters.
You know, we're taking calls right now. You know, if somebody wants to come and give me the answer, because, you know, I've been coaching for, gosh, I don't know, 20-something years, and, you know, it just befuddles me what's going on with us, because it happened earlier in the season where we would just have these droughts, especially in the third quarter. So, you know, I'm kind of working on some ideas and some different things that maybe we can do even in our halftime scheme, just to get us refocused properly. And, you know, and then I've got to look at maybe some substitution patterns and things that maybe have something to do with it. I don't know. But we definitely need to get beyond that, because it's hard playing catch-up all the time. And, you know, we're fast and furious in the fourth quarter, but when you're down, I think we were down 16 or 18 to Sac State and, you know, missed a, you know, we end up being down one and missed a shot in the paint, you know, with about 15 seconds to go that would put us ahead. But, boy, that's hard to do. You know, that's a hard comeback to make.
It's odd, isn't it, how different teams respond to different things? Because I know that's happened in the past to some of the men's teams, and the coaches have, well, we got to get them out earlier, and then that didn't work, and then you got to keep them in later, and that didn't work. And it's really because it's not, you just can't put your finger on something and saying, okay, this is why we're getting off to this slow start. It could be any number of things, and just like a doctor, you've got to diagnose it and figure it out how to fix it.
Exactly. And honestly, I have charged them as well with the task of helping figure this out, because in the end, it's like, if you guys aren't playing with energy, it's you. You know, what do you need for more energy? What do you need to get yourselves going a little bit better? And so it's something that I'm not only trying to figure out, my staff's not only trying to figure out, but I've asked them, hey, you know, you guys are the ones out there playing. What do you think?
Have you gotten feedback?
Yeah, I have. I have. And it's something that they definitely are aware of, and that they're, you know, making a conscious effort to, you know, as well to remedy the situation.
So I asked Coach Legan, so I'll ask you the same question here. This is a week where you only have one game. You've got a game Saturday, but then you have three next week.
We actually don't.
Oh, you don't? You
no.
Play Thursday, Saturday this week.
Yeah, I don't know why. I didn't realize that
the
men
assumed.
Didn't play. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I was talking to Coach Leggins this morning, and he told me, you know, no, we don't play till Saturday. And I said, what? Because we actually leave Wednesday, and we play at Southern Utah on Thursday, at NAU on Saturday, and then we don't play on Monday next week.
That's an interesting thing, because usually it's the schedule just mirrors itself.
I have no idea why it looks like it does. It doesn't make any sense to me why the men and women wouldn't be doing the same thing, but we are talking, you know, about a schedule in the Big Sky, which doesn't always make sense.
Well, that probably then works better for you guys to not have a three-game week next week, even though two of them would be coming back home. Three games in a week is hard to do.
It is. So, I mean, I don't mind it being the way it is. You know, we're leaving Wednesday, and we'll be home Sunday, hopefully in time to watch the Rams win the Super Bowl. But, you know, as long as our flight and everything works. But I would rather do what we're doing than what the guys are doing, honestly.
So take us into the trip, because I don't know if it's the toughest road trip, but it certainly is not an easy thing to do to get from Cedar City, Utah to Flagstaff, Arizona. I've never driven it before. I'm going to this year. I've always flown, but then you have to drive to Las Vegas, and then you have to fly to Phoenix, and then you've got to drive from Phoenix up to Flag, and that probably takes longer than driving it. So how do you guys do it, and has it been something where you've done a bunch of different things and you've kind of landed on this way as the best way?
We have done a bunch of different things. In fact, we did 2 years in a row where we did it after we left after the game and got on the bus and made the drive. So, and got in at like 3 a.m., but then just had the whole day to do our thing rather than having to travel that day. We haven't done that in recent years. And then even as we take a bus, but we've bused through the bottom of or the top of Arizona. So you can bus through, I can't remember, there's a town where they used to film all the Old West movies.
Page, I think, isn't it?
Page? I don't know. There's some town, and there's this motel, and they have the stars on the door of where all the different movie stars used to stay. Well, you can go through there and then through past the Grand Canyon to get down to Flagstaff, or you can go through Vegas. We've had to do both because of weather. You don't want to go through the Grand Canyon route. I'm sure there's somebody listening going, doesn't she know the highways? But, I'm not sure which way we'll take. You know, I tell the bus driver, you're the professional. You do your job. But the trip is brutal just from the get-go for us. We leave at 4:30 in the morning on Wednesday, and we're actually flying straight into St. George, and we arrive at 1. But Southern Utah has managed to not let us get a practice time until 6 p.m. So it's like when people think college athletes have kind of a cush, easy life, it's like our kids will be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be putting their heads down to bed at 9 o'clock at night after dinner, after practice. That's a day. That's a work day, and that's hard. And then the next day we're expecting them to, hey, let's go play, you know. So these kids deserve so much credit for what they do and the resilience. It's like, I just have to coach, you know, I got to travel and coach. They actually have to run up and down the floor and play and have the mindset, know what they're doing. And I give them a lot of credit. So then the day after the game, we get to make that drive to Flagstaff, which is tough. Hopefully pray for good weather.
Yeah, because if you're going down through Vegas in that way, it's a good 7-hour drive. And if you're going around the rim of the Grand Canyon, that's a 6-hour drive. On good roads both ways.
Yeah, and the 1 year we did that, we had to pull the bus over because that's a windy road, and we had people throwing up, and you know, it's an adventure. That trip is always an adventure for us, and the simplest part about the trip will be Sunday morning when we hop on the bus and ride down to Phoenix, which is, you know, a couple hour ride. It's a brutal trip. I think next year actually it is split up. Which I've suggested for a couple years, and I think that they're finally going to split that up for us, which will be a good thing.
Yeah, they're changing the lone wolf. It's not going to be Northern Colorado next year. It's going to be one of the other schools, and that causes a change in travel partners.
Yeah, I think it's Portland State next year.
It's tough with an 11-team league. All right, so on the floor, what do you expect from Southern Utah on Thursday?
You know, they're really well coached. They have a new coach. Tracy came from St. Mary's, where she was a big part of their success in building their program, and she's really got them playing really solid defense, and offensively she's running a lot of the same type of stuff that they ran at St. Mary's, and she's a good basketball coach. They've got some really nice little players, and you know, it's always hard in Cedar City to win, so we know we're going to have our hands full.
So Southern Utah, new coach, new personnel too?
A little bit of new personnel, and then some kids that we've seen for the last couple of years. So,
all right, then Northern Arizona, the next game on Saturday. What do you know about the Lumberjacks? I know you're not preparing for them yet, but what do you know about them?
Yeah, you know, they get after you. They're really athletic. They've got some really nice size, it's extremely hard to play in Flagstaff, as you know, you've been up there. It's an interesting environment playing in the dome, and then you've got the altitude and then the travel and everything else. So we, you know, we've got to do our best to save our legs, because they're a team that wants to get up and down, and they're going to pressure us. So we've got to be ready for their style of basketball.
Is it a little bit then like last week, where you had two teams differing styles?
Not as extreme as last week. I think both teams play a little bit more, you know, kind of regular system and regular basketball. NAU a little bit more pressure and a little more aggressive, but for the most part, not nearly like last week.
Health of the team going into this week. You good?
Oh, we're getting there.
You know,
you get
out?
One, you get one back, and you lose another one, and so we're just, you know, I think like probably everybody in America this time of year, it's, you know, it's that period of time where you kind of got to have to grind through, and kids are having to play through some stuff, and you're having to, you know, get into your bench a little bit and get some people some minutes. So we're managing, we're figuring it out. Jess isn't back yet, but she's getting there.
All right, so. Two home losses last week, but you're coming off some great road wins. Is this just a team right now, because you haven't had the home games, that's more comfortable away from home?
Might be. You know, I mean, it was actually kind of weird. We even commented about it last week, being at home for so long and playing these home games, because, you know, up until last Thursday, we had played one home game, you know, since December 3rd at home.
Yeah, it's
been an interesting road.
Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck this week. Hope you get a couple of wins. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Wendy Shuler. When we come back, one of her assistants, Cody Bench, will join us. That's next here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West, with 60 daily departures provided by six major airlines. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net. The Spokane International Airport provides complimentary Wi-Fi internet, plus 11 food outlets and 7 retail stores. Parking options range from a wait-free cell phone lot and hourly parking for short visits to numerous surface lots and covered garage parking for longer stays.
Experience the difference at Subaru of Spokane. Proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. Your adventure starts at Subaru of Spokane, right in downtown Spokane. With our huge selection of new Subarus, all out of the weather in our indoor showroom. Shop Subaru of Spokane's great selection of new Subarus, including all new 2019 8-passenger Ascent, our best-selling Outbacks, Foresters, Imprezas, Crosstrek, and Legacies. Go to SubaruSpokane.com and search for new and certified pre-owned Subarus. Schedule a test drive and more. Come experience the difference at Subaru of Spokane.
At your neighborhood Yokes, fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more.
Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Eagle men at home with action on Thursday when they take on Southern Utah on Saturday against Southern Utah, and then on Monday Northern Arizona comes to town. 1:30 for the ball, or 2 o'clock for the ball game on Saturday, 1:30 for the pregame show, and then on Monday it's a 6 o'clock start with a 5:30 pregame show. Tickets available. Go online, goeagles.com, and click on the tickets link. Women's assistant coach Cody Bench joins us now in her first year in Cheney. But not somebody that's new to the state of Washington at all. You're a native of the state.
Yes, thank you. Yep, I'm from Leavenworth, Washington, and so this is familiar territory for me.
And a little family history with Eastern?
Yes, actually my sister is an alum. She played, I think, 98 to 2000, just before Coach Schuller got here. And my great-grandmother is an alum from the teens. She graduated from Cheney Normal School, so... long history here at Eastern.
There you go. What's it like to kind of assimilate into a coaching staff in your first year?
Oh, actually, it's been a pretty easy transition. I think just having the experience of knowing what it's like to run a program, I knew what kind of questions to ask and where to go, and then Coach Schuller and Coach Bryce have definitely been instrumental in helping me transition to my role as well.
And so what is your role?
I do a lot of scouting. I do recruiting. I work with the post and practice coaching, practice planning. Anywhere I can be utilized, but those are my primary roles.
You were a head coach, and you were a head coach for several years.
Yes.
At Alaska Fairbanks.
Yes.
And so what's it like to transition back to an assistant after having so many years as head coach?
Like I said, I think it just sort of prepared me to know how to fit here and how to help in different ways, as well as just kind of knowing what to expect. That was the difference as opposed to being a head coach. Coming from an assistant role to a head coach, you just aren't quite sure what to expect. You have an idea, but that load of work and travel is different from when you're an assistant into that lead role. So then here, I kind of knew what to expect, except just... now I'm at the point of like learning the conference, learning and how Coach Schuller runs the program. Assimilating to that has been smooth, I'd say, for the most part. So, and enjoyable in the fact that I get to learn and travel and work with these unique players at a higher level.
And when you talk about recruiting being part of your job here, you really had to hone your chops in Fairbanks, Alaska, to try to find some players to come up there.
Yes.
To play. That can't be an easy sell.
No, that was actually, it was really difficult. But at the same time, you're looking and searching for a young person, a student athlete who really loves adventure, who's courageous, who wants to be a part of something different and unique, kind of a once-in-a-life opportunity as far as like living in Alaska, being in remote, being so far from home. So it just makes you work harder, learn the right questions to ask, and search for those unique individuals that have those characteristics.
Fairbanks, though, was kind of a good home away from home for you because you spent a lot of time there. You played there in college as well as ended up as a head coach.
I did love my experience as a student athlete as far as like that whole thing I just mentioned, just being able to live somewhere that's totally different than you've ever been. But at the same time, I was a transfer, so I only had 2 years. I ended up playing three because I had an injury, but I was able to come back from that and play my third year. But you travel and compete throughout the Northwest, Central Washington, Western Washington, Northwest Nazarene. So I was in an area where my family could still come and support, but I was still doing my own opportunity. And they had the education program that I wanted. So I was kind of living that full experience, which brought me back eventually to be a coach as well.
Cody Bench here with us, a new assistant on the Eagle women's basketball team. They're on the road Thursday at Southern Utah, Saturday at Northern Arizona this week, then back home next week for Montana and Montana State coming to Reese Gordon Cheney. So what are your initial thoughts about the Big Sky?
Oh, it's really competitive. It seems like every other game, some team is competing or beating somebody that maybe had gotten beat before or shouldn't have got beat. So it's really nice to see that kind of parity as far as being competitive, where on any given night, two or three different teams are looking to compete for the top spots. I've found it to be fairly diverse in the sense that some teams run very specific things and it's identifiable in that manner, but at the same time, it's really difficult because the level of talent is higher than what I have...
I've worked with before. But overall, I really like the competition, and I like how we've been able to compete with most teams. And so we're just kind of looking forward to what we can do this coming road trip.
You're coaching the bigs, and you've got some young bigs that are making some incremental improvements through the year, yeah. Whether it's Bella Cravens or Millie Knowles or whoever it happens to be. So what's it like to watch those young women grow throughout a season?
Well, ultimately, that's why I got into this profession, is being able to watch young women grow from adolescent into mature professionals and kids with vision and dreams. And I really have liked what we've been able to do as far as building their strength, building their confidence with Leah, who's a newcomer, and Bella, like you mentioned. I feel like once you get a chance to work with kids one-on-one, they really can blossom, and then you kind of throw them into competition and see what happens, and then you're like, well, back to the drawing board. But at the same time, being with kids that really are committed to that is really nice to be a part of. And Coach Curry and I work with them every day, and I've definitely seen improvement.
4,000 people plus in the arena last Thursday. How fun was that?
Oh, that was great. My kids were there too. Coach Leggins' kid was there, and Coach Best's daughter. All our kids go to preschool together, so it was really fun because they were there. Some marketing people as well. Their kids are in the preschool, so a lot of little eags were there that were familiar to us, and it was just really nice because it was, to me, it seemed like they had coordinated really well. That the local kids were right down in front, the Betts, the Salnave, the Snowden kids were right across from our bench, cheering loud. It was really nice to see that kind of spirit in our gym. That would be a great place to play for our men's and women's basketball if we could fill it up with people like that every game.
Absolutely. As a mother, with kids, do your kids know more about how a basketball game works and all that than maybe the average kid?
My girls are probably not at this point. They're more, they like to watch the cheerleaders, or they like to like point out a couple of girls on the team and just know who they are and whatnot. But they're probably eventually over time will be, because they spend a lot of the time in the gym. If it's for practicing on weekends, they definitely come along with us. But my kids have been there since they were babies. When I was up in Fairbanks, they traveled with us. And I think what's best for kids and for the young women that we coach is them to be able to see women as mothers and having careers at the same time. And so that's pretty special to me.
Do you get excited when you get to go to a place you haven't been before? I doubt very seriously you've been to Southern Utah or Northern Arizona.
I have been to those locations, but not the universities, okay. No. So, yes, I do. That is part of what I love about our job.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Welcome to Cheney. Welcome to Eastern.
That.
We appreciate it. Talk to you more as we go down the road.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Assistant Coach Cody Bench here with us. When we come back, we'll wrap it up from Barrel House Pub and Pizza on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
College basketball fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BASKETBALL and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code BASKETBALL.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Barrel House Pub and Pizza, located in downtown Cheney, is your family destination for pizza, calzones, beer, and spirits. Come watch the game on our 100-inch TV. Enjoy a 34-ounce barrel mug of one of our 16 delicious beers on tap. Sample a wide selection of whiskeys and other spirits from our full bar. Come on down for Trivia Tuesdays for prizes and giveaways. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, 122 College Avenue in Cheney, or visit and order online at barrelhousepubandpizza.com.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
All right, Eagles at home on Saturday against Southern Utah, on Monday against Northern Arizona, and because of that Monday home game, no coaches, so next week we'll be back here at Barrel House Pub and Pizza coming up in 2 weeks. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks to Steve Pry, Larry Ware, Barrel House Pub and Pizza, and Cheney. This has been the Eagle Coaches Show here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the EWU Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Barrel House Pub and Pizza. Also brought to you in part by The Swinging Doors, Pepsi, Numerica Credit Union, and by Gus Johnson Ford. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Eagles Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.